She gave away all the Thanksgiving leftovers. That's it. It's plain and simple. You know, when you slave in the kitchen.
Oh, gosh. Here we go.
You don't even know what it's like to slave in the kitchen.
There we go.
When you slave in the kitchen to make a Thanksgiving meal, the cook usually is the last one to even eat it because they're running around, they're doing this and that and whatever. And you want to be able to be like, okay, that was frantic, cooked, done, served, everybody's happy, pie, football, pass out. Best part is the next day when the cook can go into the refrigerator and be like, I'm going to make, I'm going to recreate what went by in a blink of an eye. But last year, my wife was bought the big bulk thing of like Tupperware containers. Mm-hmm. You know, the black ones with the white lids, the clear lid. Yeah. Bought a whole pack of them and made every single one of them and took all of the leftovers. Nothing left in the refrigerator.
She gave them away.
Gave them all away to our guests. I didn't realize it till the next day. There was like some cranberry sauce and some jellified gravy. It was like, where's the mashed potatoes? Wait, where's the Ziploc bag full of, where did you throw, what? No, I gave them away. They're our guests.
That's right.
And I don't want to eat that. I don't want to get fat. I don't want to eat that stuff again. I'm like, so my wife is in the judgment zone. Is it jerk or justified to send all of the leftovers home with your guests for Thanksgiving?
Do you hear yourself?
I do.
Do you hear what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
You're saying my wife is in the judgment zone for being a kind person and giving. That's what you're saying.
No, I don't hear that. I don't hear that.
That's what you're saying.
I hear that as a cruel and unusual punishment. Grounds for divorce.
Oh, my God. Yeah, she should divorce you.
Why? Because I wanted to have a leftovers. They're gone. They were gone. G-O-N-E, gone.
2222899. Now, I know you're looking for validation, so you can play this judgment zone for your wife at the Thanksgiving dinner table.
You know what? I need this verdict, people.
I don't know if you're going to get it, though.
I need to eat the next day. 2222899. You're justified to give away every bit of the leftovers. God.
I need to eat the next day. I'm going to go hungry.
It's usually all that's in the house is the leftovers.
Okay, well, I'll be on your wife's side. I say I'm marking myself down for justified. She's giving. She's a beautiful person. And you can't give to one and not to every single family. And you can't just give the mashed potatoes to mom if there's not enough for everybody. So you have to have them take first. And then whatever is left over is
no, you fix a couple of leftover portions for you and your family and then give some away.
Oh, God, that's so gritty. Think of yourself first. Who
oh
does
my
that?
God. All right. The buzz.
Total jerk.
I know.
Oh, Don.
I had an ex used to do that all the time. Used to piss me off.
That's why they're ex.
Yeah. I thought, when you said grounds for divorce, was that on the divorce papers? She gave away the leftovers?
No, that was the first wife.
All right, 222 buzz. My wife, who I love dearly, but gave away every morsel of Thanksgiving dinner to the guests on the way out as leftovers. Not one scrap was left over.
Well, you should have cooked more then.
222 buzz. Is it jerk or justified?
That is a jerk move. You cannot give all of the leftovers away. There has to be, you can give a small plate, but there still has to be something left for the people who cooked and slaved over the meal.
My sentiments, exactly. Thanks, man.
All right.
Hi, the boss, jerk or justified?
Well, she is not a jerk, but you are justified.
Okay.
You are definitely justified. So
that's a nice way of saying she's a jerk, by saying I'm justified.
No, oh. No.
Well, it's his wife is on trial. You only get the choice of is she a jerk or justified to give away the leftovers.
No. So the leftovers, Thanksgiving is so much about the leftovers.
Mm-hmm.
We actually go to my in-laws every year for Thanksgiving, uh-huh. But I make the whole dinner at home as well.
Oh,
Oh, do you?
So we have the leftovers.
So you can't give away all.
She can't give them all away. You can't give them all away.
Okay, so she's
jerk. You said jerk. Okay, I'll write it down for you.
No.
Okay. How kind. Thank you. Toot, 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 buzz. Hi, is it jerk or justified to give all the leftovers away?
Total jerk.
Thank you.
Greedy people are showing
up
to
court. It's like creating art and never getting a chance to see it.
Yeah, you work so hard.
Yeah.
And then you give it all away? No.
I know.
Everybody brings a side. He barely does work.
That's bull.
Okay, it might be a little exaggerating, but everyone does bring a side.
Oh.
There's two people bringing. It doesn't matter. You can't give away all. Thank you. Hi, the buzz. Is it jerk or is it justified?
Well, I mean, as much as it's nice for her to give the stuff away and be unselfish, it's kind of jerk because she should have asked you first before giving it away to the guests.
Oh, my God. What happened to the holiday spirit? This whole holiday is for giving.
Oh, my gosh. It's food. And food is more important than anything.
I didn't realize Rochester was filled with a bunch of scrooges.
She should have gave some to her husband. I mean, it is what it is.
Make a couple of dishes and set it aside, then give stuff away.
Maybe she wants to keep you focused on your eating habits and not so you don't turn into Santa.
Oh, my God.
If you know what I mean.
All right. Thank you. I agree. Thanks.
You mean fat?
Yeah.
You can call. I won't be offended.
No, I would never say. No, I would never say that.
You wouldn't want me. Trying to keep me from getting fat.
To keep your figure. You worked hard for it.
She was the one who said that, you know, Thanksgiving is so bad for you. The food is so bad for you.
And
she gave it away to other people. She was poisoning people with my food.
I'm just going to isolate that right there.
Hi to Buzz. Good morning. Jerk or justified, bud?
Good morning.
Hello there.
Hello there. Scott, I think it's a jerk move. I don't think it was a gesture of kindness, especially when you said that her reason for giving it all away was that she didn't want it. The whole getting fat thing and, you know.
All right, well. Gosh, am I the only person who's on your wife's side? I'm the only person who showed up to court today saying this was justified.
Right, so therefore, we got a verdict.
I've got to have my leftover.
Yeah, we got jerk.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.